Well, it's been a sombre morning for the National Australia Bank. It slashed dividends to investors and flagged a clawback of bonuses to top executives as the fallout from the Banking Royal Commission continues to mount. The bank's executive leadership team will forfeit $5.5 million in bonuses, and the NAB board will take a 20% cut in directors' fees. The bank has revealed a 4% rise in half-year profit to $2.7 billion. And its interim Chief Executive Phil Chronican says that while more people are struggling to pay their loans, loans in negative equity, where the outstanding loan exceeds a property's value, are below 1%. But Mr. Chronican's main mission, as he hunts for a CEO to replace Andrew Thorburn, is to manage more than $1 billion in payouts to customers jilted by banker misconduct. Phil Chronican spoke in Sydney with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.
Phil Chronican, firstly, to the Royal Commission fallout, how progressed are you in remediating customers hurt by misconduct or unethical practices that emerged at the NAB?
We've identified all of the issues that we think require remediation. We've raised a total of about $1.1 billion in provisions for remediating customers, and we've spent about $145 million of that remediating 300,000 customers, but we'll be working to get the rest of the money back into the hands of customers as quickly as we can.
So far, just $145 million has been paid back out of $1.1 billion. Why the delay, and when are you going to clear the decks on the payouts?
These issues are actually hard, identifying who the customers impacted are. It's relatively straightforward when we've identified issues, and over the next few months we're expecting to get quite a significant amount of that money into the hands of customers who still bank with us. But of course, in many cases, we're trying to track down customers who've closed their accounts, who've moved overseas, or in some cases passed away.
Are you confident there are no more ticking time bombs out there?
I hope that's true. We've got one other issue that we haven't fully provided for yet, but we've disclosed, which relates to financial planners in aligned groups. I'd like to think that we've got to the bottom of this, but we are continuing to search to see whether there are any other issues, and as we find them, we'll fix them.
You've announced today that you're clawing back $5.5 million in bonuses from the senior executive team from the last couple of years, and the NAB board's going to be taking a 20% cut in their base fees. What message are you hoping that will send to the community and regulators?
We're hoping to send the message that we're taking these issues seriously, and that we believe that we need to demonstrate that when things go wrong, people take accountability for them. And that's why we've revisited the remuneration outcomes for last year across the senior leadership group, and the board itself has recognised that it needs to share in that accountability.
You've now taken over from Ken Henry as chairman. What are you doing differently to put your stamp on the NAB from the top, given some of the perceptions that Dr. Henry was unwilling to take advice?
I would say that Ken has been fully supportive of all of the moves that we're currently taking. He has been part of all of these decisions, and we are sending a message that we want to run a bank that's more oriented around its customers, that does things well, that makes sure that when issues are found, they're fixed promptly. And that's something that we'll be driving even harder going forward than we have so far.
You've seen your credit impairment charges rising. What are you seeing in terms of further delinquencies and perhaps negative equity out there in Australia?
We've done a review of our total home loan portfolio, and we've identified less than 1% of our total home loans are in negative equity. So they will have been loans written at high loan-to-value ratios in the 90% level over the last couple of years, and obviously property prices have fallen. But what's gratifying is that we only have 1% in negative equity, and in fact we only have about 3% where the loan-to-value ratio is above 90%.
Are you concerned that negative equity situation might increase given what we're seeing from the housing correction at the moment?
Well, we are, but my point is that it's not going to increase markedly. And the more important issue for home loan serviceability is unemployment. And as long as we continue to see Australian unemployment remain low, around 5% or less, then we're not going to see a sudden shock to the housing market.
The Reserve Bank looks likely to cut interest rates perhaps next Tuesday when the RBA board meets. Do you believe that is a necessary move to stimulate the economy given what's happening from fallout from the housing correction?
Look, it's up to the Reserve Bank to make those judgments. So I'm not going to comment on the rights or wrong of it, other than to say that at these very low level of interest rates, I don't think small changes in interest rates will have material effects.
The National Australia Bank's interim chairman, Phil Chronican, speaking with the ABC's senior business correspondent, Peter Ryan.